Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite a very beautiful and noble hadith from our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a hadith about accepting the truth. You know, when somebody tells you a truth or something right, you know, you should accept it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Accept the truth from anyone who comes to you with it." If somebody comes to you with truth, accept it. Be he lowly or noble, even if he himself is detestable to you, if he's a detestable person, he's a poor person, he's a person of lowly status, low social status, you know, or maybe he's lower than you in social status, in wealth, or in whatever, but he comes to you and he tells you something true, right? It might be something to your detriment. It could be, it might not even be something to your detriment. It might be just some fact that's true. You should accept it. If you feel that it is true. And conversely, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and reject falsehood from anyone who comes to you with it, be he lowly or noble, even if he is beloved to you. If somebody comes to you, is your relative or your friend or somebody you love, and he lies to you or tells you something wrong, you know, you should reject it if you know, with the condition that you, its falsehood and its untruth has been clarified for you. This is something that the Prophet Muhammad said. In echoing the same theme, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, said, "Honor is that you humble yourself to the truth when you face it." You know, if we come face to face with the truth, even if it's bitter, because sometimes the truth is bitter, accepting it is bitter, we should accept it. It's not enough for us to know the truth. Rather, we should accept it with our hearts. We should, and accepting it with our hearts means that we should act upon its dictates. You know the famous verse in the Holy Quran, where speaking about the Pharaoh and his cohorts, God Almighty said that they rejected the truth, even though they realized they were certain that it was true. They were certain that the Prophet Moses was a prophet and he had been sent by God. But they didn't, you know, they were certain about the signs that he brought, that they were indeed from God, but they rejected it. You know, they rejected it. They didn't, meaning they didn't accept it with their hearts. They didn't act upon the dictates of this truth. And because of that, they perished. And we spoke just now about understanding the truth and then accepting it. In a hadith, Imam Ali has been narrated to have said, regarding the criteria of knowing what the truth is, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Verily, the truth is not known through men." You can never recognize and distinguish what the truth is by people. "Rather, know the truth first and you will know its people." Understand what the truth is. You know, it has its own criterion. You know, understand it. And when you do, you can understand who the people who are on the side of truth are and who are the people who are not on the side of truth. This is a very beautiful a hadith, very famous hadith. "I'rif al-haq, ta'rif ahla." Right? Know the truth, understand it, recognize it, and you can understand who the people who are on the side of the truth are. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of accepting the truth and the criteria of recognizing it in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد